The long Cairo evenings, the sea of night sky, hawks in rows until they are released at dusk, arcing towards the last colour of the desert, a unison of performance like a handful of thrown seed. In that city in 1936 you could buy anything, from a dog or a bird that came at one pitch of a whistle, to those terrible leashes that slipped over the smallest finger of a woman so she was tethered to you in a crowded market. In the northeast section of Cairo was the great courtyard of religious students, and beyond it the Khan el-Kalali Bazaar. Above the narrow streets we looked down upon cats on the corrugated tin roofs, who also looked down the next 10 feet to the street and stalls. Above all this was our room, windows open to minarets, feluccas, cats, tremendous noise. She spoke to me of her childhood gardens. When she couldn't sleep she drew her mother's garden for me, word by word, bed by bed, the December ice over the fish pond, the creak of rose trellises. She would take my wrist at the confluence of veins and guide it onto the hollow indentation at her neck. March 1937. Uwainat. Maddox is irritable because of the thinness in the air, 1,500 feet above sea level, and he is uncomfortable with even this minimal height. He is a desert man, after all, having left his family's village of Marston Magna, Somerset, altered all customs and habits so he can have the proximity to sea level as well as regular dryness. Maddox, what is the name of that hollow at the base of a woman's neck, at the front, here? What is it? Does it have an official name? That hollow about the size of an impress of your thumb. Maddox watches me for a moment through the noon glare. Pull yourself together, he mutters. Let me tell you a story, Caravaggio says to Hannah. There was a Hungarian named Olmasi who worked for the Germans during the war. In the 1930s he'd been one of the great desert explorers. He knew all about the desert, he knew all about the dialects. Does this sound familiar? Between the two wars he was always on expeditions out of Cairo. One was to search for Zerzura, the lost oasis. Then when war broke out he joined the Germans. In 1941 he became a guide for spies, taking them across the desert into Cairo. What I want to tell you is, I think the English patient is not English. Of course he is. What about all those flower beds in Gloucestershire, Hannah says. Precisely. It's all a perfect background. 2 nights ago, when we were trying to name the dog, remember, what were his suggestions? He was very strange that night, Hannah said. He was very strange because I gave him an extra dose of morphine. Do you remember the names? Cicero, Zerzura? So? Cicero was a code name for a spy. The British unearthed him. A double, then triple agent. He got away. Zerzura is more complicated. I know about Zerzura, she said. He's talked about it. He also talks about gardens. But it is mostly the desert now. The English garden is wearing thin. He's dying. I think you have the spy helper, Olmasi, upstairs.